The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. To our listeners on 104.5 FM and our listeners by streaming audio all around the world. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. And just a little closed circuit message to those of you listening on our FM signal, 104.5 FM. Help us spread the word, all right? Help us spread the word that when the AM signal, 880, goes off the air, that folks can listen where you are listening right now on 104.5 FM. So I've tried to make several announcements over the last week, warning people that beginning today we would sign off at 5 o'clock on our AM signal, but still some may not, and you may have friends, and when you talk, hey, I was trying to listen to Bernie and I couldn't get him, explain to them that we have to sign off at 5 o'clock in November and December. But then point them over to 104.5 FM or remind them that they can listen on streaming audio on their phone, their tablet, their computer, or on their Amazon Echo or the Google Home device. Really easy. So no reason why anybody needs to miss any of the program. Well, I try to drive this home often for all of us to remember. You'll probably get caught. You know, have you ever known anyone who has had an extramarital affair who really thought they were going to get caught? They were going to be the first ones that they were not going to get caught. Most people who shoplift, most people who rob banks, don't think they're going to get caught. Most people who break the law, most people who sin, don't think they're going to get caught. But you probably will. Here is another example. I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but the chief executive officer of McDonald's, it's one of the largest companies, not in the United States, in the world. This is McDonald's. The CEO of McDonald's has been fired. His name, Steve Easterbrook. He has been the CEO of McDonald's Corporation since 2015. And from a purely professional standpoint, he's done an incredible job. Quote, Mr. Easterbrook, 52, has been chief executive since March of 2015. During his tenure, the company's shares nearly doubled in value. He's been doing a great job. But on Friday, well, it was Friday, the board of directors voted to fire him. He's done, finished, he's gone. Because, I don't know how long ago, someone reported to the board that he was having a consensual sexual relationship with an employee that violates company policy on personal conduct. It was consensual, but it violated personal company conduct. Now, I am assuming, I don't know because I looked all through the story and I can't find it. I'm assuming he's married. He's 52. He's probably married and have kids. I don't know. But he is tempted by someone who worked for him. The person is not listed. Their name is not listed. We don't know how old, what position. All we know is, quote, the burger giant said Sunday that its board voted Friday to terminate Mr. Easterbrook after investigating his relationship with the unnamed employee. Mr. Easterbrook resigned from McDonald's board as well. He wrote in an email to McDonald's employees on Sunday that he had violated company policy on personal conduct. Quote, this was a mistake. Given the values of the company, I agree with the board that it is time for me to move on. Humiliating? Yep. Embarrassing? Yep. Because he thought he would get by with it. He thought he would get away with it. Folks, sin has terrible consequences. Don't ever forget the way the devil works. The devil comes to you and tempts you. And first he says, you deserve this. Now, I don't know this guy's marital status. I don't know whether he's married, divorced. No, I have no idea because the story didn't tell me. But I'm sure that the devil came to him and said, wow, nobody will know. You deserve this. You work hard. Here is a person who understands you. Here is your soulmate. And we can keep it private. We can keep it secret. Nobody will find out. Yeah, well, it wasn't secret. Someone did find out, and now he is lost. And who knows what he was making. But he's lost his job. Now, will he be able to find another job? Probably. He was CEO of McDonald's. But he is not going to, for quite some time, be able to land a job like what he just had. He's going to suffer some pretty serious consequences because of this. And it is just a reminder. Sin has consequences. None of us should forget that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Don't be deceived into thinking. No one will find out. You won't get caught. And then there's this. Oh, my goodness. Talk about the king of hypocrisy, Jerry Springer. Here's the headline. This is from Yahoo News. Headline. Jerry Springer blames Trump for society's lack of civility. Say what? Excuse me? Jerry Springer is saying that Donald Trump... Here is a guy who has had, I don't know whether he's still on the air or not. I have no idea. I don't care. But for years, he has had a syndicated program watched by millions that was built on incivility. People throwing chairs at each other, cursing, screaming, shouting, pulling hair, punching each other. That has been the hallmark of his program since the very beginning. That's what made him famous. People throwing chairs at each other. He was interviewed by MSNBC host Stephanie Ruhle during a segment this past Friday. Springer said, quote, I used to joke and say that my anger at the president is that he took my show and brought it to the White House. He then talked about civility in a manner familiar to anyone who has seen one of his final thoughts. Quote, civility is critical in terms of our norms, and we can't function as a society unless we have norms of how to behave. But Springer said for norms to work, top leaders have to take them seriously. Jerry Springer giving Donald Trump a sermon on civility. Well, the host of MSNBC said, Jerry, are you saying it's our leaders that need to set the example? Because, again, the success of your show was predicated on America's love of the battle. When people were chanting, Jerry, Jerry, it wasn't when people on the stage were hugging it out. They were throwing chairs at each other. And here's what Jerry Springer said, quote, first of all, our show was about dysfunctional behavior. So obviously, everyone who's going to appear on the show is acting dysfunctionally. That was the point of the show. The purpose of the show was for dysfunctional people to be able to have a national platform to ask dysfunctionally. And then he blames Donald Trump for society's lack of civility. That's one of those where, you know, you just say, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. Wow. All right, quick break, and then we'll return.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Some sad news, and I was just checking the Twitter feed during the break, and the Columbus Dispatch is reporting that a pedestrian has been killed on Route 23. But since I don't subscribe to the Dispatch anymore, it won't allow me to access the story. When we were subscribers to the Dispatch, we could access the electronic version, you know, the web stuff. But when we cancel our subscription, now, yeah, they want me to pay. No. Well, anyway, I'll try to find out. I think Route 23, well, I'll try to find out the details during the next break. Pedestrian was killed after being struck by a vehicle on Route 23 just south of the Delaware City line about 4 p.m. So about an hour and a half ago. But that's up, that's quite a bit north, just south of the Delaware City line. And Route 23 going north was closed for a time. I don't know whether it is open yet or not. And then this story, I just saw this. What does this say about us as Americans? Listen to this story. UPS, United Parcel Service, UPS released projected traffic figures, estimated that January 2nd will be UPS's busiest day of the year. January 2nd. Why? Well, let me read the rest of the story. UPS released projected traffic figures estimating it will handle more than 1 million return packages per day throughout December, and it will peak on January 2nd. Now, I don't know about you, but I just find that bizarre. That the busiest days for UPS is not because of things being delivered, but because of things being returned. January 2nd is anticipated to be the busiest day of the year for UPS, not because of things purchased and delivered, but because of things being returned. Are we, as a culture, are we as a society that, what's the word? I just had the word and it just slipped. Are we that addicted to stuff that the busiest day of the year for UPS is going to be people returning stuff that they ordered or somebody sent them and then they decide, nah, I don't think I want it? Are we that affluent? Evidently, I never would have dreamed that. I never would have dreamed that the single busiest day of the year for UPS is January 2nd, not because of purchases, but because of returns. What does that say? Seriously, what does that say about our affluence? My goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then I talk about media bias, and I talk often about this. If you didn't hear, the Washington Nationals went to the White House today to celebrate their World Series victory. Okay. Out of the entire team, only one or two said, no, I'm not going to go. The overwhelming majority of the team went, loved it. In fact, Kurt Suzuki, the catcher for the Nationals, put on a MAGA hat, Make America Great hat, at the White House. They made a big deal of it. But listen to the headline from NBC. This is the headline from NBC. Quote, President Trump welcomes most of the Washington Nationals to the White House to celebrate their World Series win over the Houston Astros. NBC could not just report that he welcomed the Nationals and most of the players enjoyed it. President Trump welcomes most of the Washington Nationals to the White House to celebrate their World Series win. They could not, they just could not report just a positive headline. Couldn't do, no, they couldn't do that. Well, you welcome most, but we want you to know there are some who just didn't want to go. Oh, my goodness. The bias in the news media is, it's just so over the top. Just so over the top. And then, yeah, I just pulled up the story. I didn't do that earlier. There's as much in the story about the ones who didn't attend as the ones who did. Several players opted to skip the event. And then they give lengthy quotes from the players who did not go. Nah, that's not biased. Of course not.